The same thing's happening with sleep. I mean, today 9 million Americans use sleeping pills. 70 million Americans struggle with sleep and don't get enough. So it's really a national epidemic. And like you said, over the last few years, people are starting to come around on it. Even, you know, employers are starting to understand that when they have tired employees, they're coming to work, they're not going to be productive, right? And so this idea that, you know, that you're always on your device, that you're going to be available to answer an email at, you know, 11 p.m. or 6 a.m., right? And that expectation, trying to remove some of that from the culture, I think is how we're starting to make some progress.
What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon, and thank you so much for tuning into the Joe Lemon Experience. The voice you just heard was from JJ Adeoli. He's the CEO of Level Sleep. I have a really informative episode for you guys today because JJ has a bed company, basically. Very similar to a lot of the other competitors that you see out there. Casper is one that comes to mind, but there's a lot of other guys popping up. But it's this e-com way of going about trying to find the right matches where they let you test it out first. And so I first linked up with JJ at a trade show in San Diego last year. We hit it off and I was like, man, I gotta get you on the podcast, talk about everything that you're doing. I saw him again at another trade show a couple weeks back in Vegas, and I'm like, you know what, you guys are gonna get a lot from this episode. JJ goes into everything from how, you know, whenever you're sleep deprived, we're talking about less than 6 hours of sleep, it contributes to weight gain, stress, your hormones are out of balance, and even some more, you know, hacks and tips and tricks with dealing with the whole sleep latency. You know, how fast can you fall asleep once you turn the lights off? So we get into a lot of it, lots of information, take some notes, apply it. That's even the best part about it. Come back and listen to it and leave an actual note and let me know what you thought about it. So you go rate and subscribe this podcast. It really helps me get the word out, helps out with the podcast algorithms and with the whole discovery process. So that'll be a big help. And with that said, let's get into today's show. On the actual podcast, we can talk about it, man.
Well, it's good to be here, Joe. It's fun. I love your commitment to health. Yeah. You know, that's one thing we're all about. You know, I think sleep's one of the things that's gotten kind of shortchanged in our health. You know, I think especially busy people, successful people who try to push hard, they make sacrifices. And one of the things that historically they've sacrificed is sleep.
Yeah.
And I think people are starting to get educated on the fact that that's actually the one thing you don't want to sacrifice, because when you give up your sleep, you're going to lose out on all sorts of other things, whether it's with your nutritional habits, whether it's with your exercise habits, and your work productivity, your health and happiness with your family. Mm-hmm. All those things are sacrificed when you give your sleep up.
I would totally agree, man. You know, it's really funny that you started there, because the whole culture has changed a little bit. Like, literally, I want to say, if you talk to somebody 3 to 5 years ago and they're launching their own business, the biggest thing was, you got to hustle hard. You got to, you know, no sleep type of culture, right?
Yeah, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I've said that, unfortunately. Yeah. I'll sleep when I'm dead type of culture. But, you know, I think people have wisened up over the past at least two years now, I would say.
Yeah.
There's people are coming a little bit more conscious of it, that, look, I need to get 7-8 hours of sleep.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making good choices if I'm not getting good sleep, you know?
Yeah, and really a lot of it, the science is coming around. You know, the science hasn't always been there about sleep and what the impacts are. And the numbers that are coming out and the research that's coming out, it's just astounding. You know, for example, they can now show that short sleep, which is defined as sleep of under 6 hours or less, is contributing to weight gain.
Yep.
People are basically eating 25% more calories when they don't sleep. They're making poor food choices. Mm-hmm. And there's a real, there's, you know, scientific reasons behind that. You have hormones that are created that control your appetite, that tell you when you're hungry or tell you when you're satiated. And basically, when you get 6 hours or less of sleep, you generate 15% more of the hormone that tells you that you're hungry.
Wow.
And 15% less of the hormone that tells you when you're satiated or have had enough to eat. And so that's just one of many things. They equate 6 hours or less of sleeping with the equivalent of having a 0.08 blood alcohol level, right? So it impairs
your
decision-making.
I've heard that, which is crazy, though. I mean, but it's true, because, I mean, unfortunately, I've gotten in an accident because I was kind of like, almost like sleep deprived, you know?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, and yeah, fortunately, nobody got hurt, but it was like, I got a pretty
pretty bad car accident because I stayed up too late, basically.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you think about it, you know, I don't know if you've talked on your podcast before about the opioid crisis and sort of the what's happening with people becoming addicted to pain medication and resulting, you know, not really trying to understand what the root cause of pain is, but just trying to solve the symptoms. Mm-hmm. And the same thing's happening with sleep. I mean, today, 9 million Americans use sleeping pills.
Yep.
70 million Americans struggle with sleep and don't get enough. So it's really a national epidemic. And like you said, over the last few years, people are starting to come around on it. Even, you know, employers are starting to understand that when they have tired employees, they're coming to work, they're not going to be productive. Yep. Right. And so this idea that, you know, that you're always on your device, that you're going to be available to answer an email at, you know, 11 p.m. or 6 a.m. Right. Mm-hmm. And that expectation, trying to remove some of that from the culture, I think is how we're starting to make some progress.
If the culture doesn't shift, then people don't start thinking like, okay, I got to be more responsible for my own health.
Yeah.
And taking the right steps every day, like those little micro steps of getting that extra hour and a half of sleep, you know what I mean? Opposed to having a good 5.5 hours, as I used to roll for years.
Yep.
And think I was, oh, I'm good. I got like 5.5 hours. I'm solid.
Yeah.
And changing that to, shit, I need about 7.5, 8 hours of sleep. You know what I mean? So I can really be.
And there's, you know, there's little tips and tricks that you can do personally to kind of help set yourself up for success. I mean, one of the things that I've really worked to do now is I shut off all electronic devices by 9 p.m. Mm. every night.
Wow.
So I take the phone off, the TV's off, and I start to sort of prepare myself for bed. You know, I think like for any of your listeners out there that have children, you get to understand this idea of like a bedtime routine, right?
Yeah.
You don't just take your kid from, you know, running around crazy and throw him in bed, right? You got to wind him down. You give him a bath, you know, you put the pajamas on, you read him a story. Well, you know, we
parents
need to
do that to themselves.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. We need to do that as adults as well. And so, you know, even little things like I've started to take a bath, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week. I take a bath.
You get in the bath again,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I do. I take a bath at 9 p.m. And actually,
cold
there's
water
science.
Like
no, so there's science. So this is really interesting. So, you take a warm bath or a warm shower before bed. What that actually does is it increases your core temperature. And then what happens is then when you get out of that, you get into your environment. And by the way, you should keep your room at like between 64 and 70 degrees.
Yeah.
So you don't want to sleep in a really warm environment.
Horrible
but when
sleep.
You get outside, you get into your cool room after taking a hot shower, what happens is that your body temperature then starts to decline because you've come from this warm environment into this cooler environment, and that declining core temperature is actually correlated with the falling asleep faster. It's called sleep latency, mm-hmm. and getting you quicker into those deeper levels of REM sleep. So there's really scientific research. You want to sleep cool. They say you want to sleep naked, but keep socks on. So if you sleep,
keep your extremities warm,
yeah,
I guess.
So, the socks thing is like, because if you get too cold, so you want your core temperature down, but you don't want to get too cold that then you're woken from sleep. And so there's something about keeping your socks on.
Interesting, man. Nice little hacks there, man. So, I mean, honestly, how'd you get into this space? Still very underserved.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people talk about pushing hard in the gym, a lot of fitness cultures out there. I mean, I think that's coming along really well.
Yep.
I remember I was a personal trainer for almost 8 years, had my own business, and I thought, this stuff is never going to catch. Now, I was living in the South at the time.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I didn't really fully understand that, but how did you get into this area around sleep culture?
Well, let's see. It's really kind of interesting. My background's in finance.
Okay.
And so I was you know, I was making investments in startup companies, seed investments, and doing other sort of private equity investing. And I got introduced to an inventor who had designed this particular mattress design. And he had the foresight to patent it and do a series of clinical trials with the leading sleep doctors at Stanford. Hmm. And so they did a 30-person in-home sort of sleep trial where they measured how well people slept on what is now the Level Sleep with Tri-Support mattress. And they compared it for 5 nights with how they slept on their regular mattress. And they looked at, you know, how long it took them to fall asleep, how much they tossed and turned, how their body felt in the morning, how their daytime function was, and the results were astounding. And so I was really impressed with how that was all conducted. But there wasn't a brand and there wasn't really a business developed around it. And So I knew that the coming trend was, because it had just started taking place, was direct-to-consumer sales of products like mattresses, where now, thanks to technology, you can take a great mattress, compress it, roll pack it, put it in a box, and ship it to people's doorsteps. And there's no reason why people necessarily needed to go to a mattress store, pay twice as much. It's sort of like buying a used car. You know, you're kind of, it's sort of a shady situation where you're negotiating 100%. With the salesman, you know. Whereas we want you to get a mattress, get it home, give you a full year to try it out in the comfort of your own home. If you don't like it, we're going to make it easy to 100% give your money back, get a return and all that. So we just thought that that was a revolutionary idea. And so I love that idea of the business. So we started Level Sleep as a brand and a company and to bring it to the people. So,
man, you know what? So last year, once I moved out here from Atlanta, I had to go to this mattress store and it was just that experience, right?
Yeah.
You know, I went there twice. I slept on about 10 different mattresses. I didn't really know the difference after a while, because after you start feeling the exact same coil types, I mean, there's some minor changes there.
Yep.
And then, of course, me being a sales guy, I wanted to start pushing the extra price down, right?
Right, yeah.
You got to go in for it. And I'm like, did I go deep enough on that deal?
Yeah, totally.
You know? So you have this kind of...
There's no transparency,
right? There's no transparency.
Yeah, you're like, well, what is this mattress really worth? And the thing, and here's the thing that what I love about Level Sleep is that, you know, you made this point, is it's hard to differentiate between what's out there on the market, because almost every mattress out there is, this mattress has been the same design for hundreds of years, which is a mattress, whether it's soft or firm or somewhere in between, it's the same firmness from head to toe. And what our, you know, central observation was, is that, you know, our bodies are not flat, right? Our bodies have a curve to it. You know, our spine has a curve to it, our shoulders, our hips. And why are we sleeping on something that's flat?
Right.
So we design a mattress that's soft where you want it, but firm where you need it, that it can accommodate the natural curve of the body, that keeps your spine in proper alignment, that reduces pressure on hip and shoulders by allowing your shoulders to drop into a soft surface, but supporting your spine, you know, with a firmer surface. And that's really like, it was so obvious to me that this sort of natural idea that the mattress should look more like your body, right? And so, so that's what's unique about our design, and that's what we can do that nobody else can do. It's a patented design.
That's awesome.
So it's ours and ours alone. And now it's like, we have it available on levelsleep.com, and we sell through a network of chiropractors. We sell direct to consumer, and we give people, you know, the opportunity to get an amazing mattress at a great price.
Man, you know what? So I got two more questions for you.
Yeah.
You have to tell everybody what you're up to next, how to kind of find you next.
Sure.
So plug your website, plug your information really quick. And then I got a question to ask everybody.
Okay. Yeah. So it's levelsleep.com. That's LEVEL sleep.com. You can go there and you can give us a call when you see the number on the website. You can chat with an agent. You can read our hundreds of reviews. You can watch the video, find out all about it. You'll also see us probably poking you on Facebook, Instagram, etc. Level Sleep for all of it. One more thing is, I want to offer your listeners a discount, 15% discount. So we got to come up right now with a coupon code. What do you want it to be?
It's called Real, man. R-E-A-L. Yeah,
okay.
R-E-A-L.
All right, just Real.
Real.
Okay, R-E-A-L. So you go to levelsleep.com starting 5 minutes from now, and you type in R-E-A-L as a coupon code, you are going to save 15% off your purchase. And that's going to be better than any discount you're going to find out there on any other website or online or anywhere. And that's my man Joe's personal gift to you as a thank you for being a listener.
Dude, I really do appreciate you dropping it off for the listeners, man. I got to tell you guys, it's a phenomenal mattress. I got on it. It's unlike anything else. So you should at least check out the website, go through the actual trial if you're interested in it.
Yep.
And then why not take advantage of an actual savings that's real and not just some fluff that you have to try to fight for at some mattress store.
That's right. That's right.
and so, JJ, man, I really do appreciate you coming on the show. And I got this question I ask everybody. It's called, I live by this motto called the Triple G motto. It's growth, grit, and give. If you had to put that in order for yourself, how would you do it and why? And that's growth, grit, and give.
Okay, I like it. I like it a lot. All three of them are important, man, and they're huge. I would say, you know, for me, You know, it's, I'd say, you know, I'd probably go with growth. No, I'd go with grit, and then I'd go with give, and then I would go with growth. And let me tell you why.
Yeah, please.
I think, you know, I think grit's foundational, right? Because without grit, you get stopped before you get started, right? Mm-hmm. And if you don't, and, you know, without that, like, you don't go anywhere, right? So that's number one. And then the reason why I get give is number two is what I've found in my own life is that if you start with sort of a service mentality first, yeah, and you put it out there, you get everything back. The growth comes from that, right? Mm-hmm. So when you put yourself out there for people, you know, I do a crazy amount of volunteering, and I'm the busiest person in the world. And they say, you know, if you need to get something done, ask the busiest person you know.
Yeah,
it's like I don't take that answer. I'm too busy. That doesn't exist for me, right? Mm-hmm. Because you give, and you will get, and that's
what
growing is about.
Man, I don't mean to kind of mess up your actual flow there for a second, but I just wanted to comment on that because it's so true, the fact that the busiest people, I feel like I can get the most out of.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of selfish of me, but they're willing to give the most.
Yeah.
And they're the busiest, though.
Right.
They got the most stuff going on. They got the most activities. They travel the most.
Yep.
And every time I think about having this excuse that I can kind of bring, oh, I'm so busy.
Right.
I slap myself. I'm like, oh, stop that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You aren't that big time. You aren't the big shot, right? You know?
Yeah. And, so, you know, that, cool. that it actually fits into gratitude, too, because you know, I think I used to say all the time to people, hey, how you doing, man? Oh, busy, you know, and like, and you kind of complain, you know, there's a little bit of a complaint about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I'm like, what? Like, that should be like, I'm feeling great that I've got activity.
Right?
I got opportunity, right? It's like, I'm not idle.
Yep.
You know, I got my health. I'm able to work, you know, like those are blessings. So
100%, bro.
Anyway, thanks for your time, man. I love being on the show. Anytime you want me, I'll call me up.
JJ, will do, man. I get up to the Bay pretty often, man. So don't be surprised if I do kind of just come knocking every once in a while, man. But dude, I really do appreciate you just jumping on really quick and joining the Real Value Exchange, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.